Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. It is August 15, 2021, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. Y'all know. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks mama socks off, honey. Yes, got to push it up to the ATL. Yes, indeed. Now, y'all listen here. Got a guest on this evening. Yes. Mr. Don Rumble. So we're going to rumble on tonight, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to rumble. We're going to shake it. We're going to move it, you know. So we
got some bad stuff
on tonight. Yeah. Yeah, baby. You just made my day. Yes. What's up?
I'm good. I'm vibing. How's everything?
Yeah.
How's everybody weekend?
Honey, it's real good. You know, I always tell the people when they tune in, mama got papas all over the ATL, but I need to know where you at, honey.
Hey.
listen, Don Rumble, listen. I love you, honey. Love your
appreciate
music.
It.
Love
appreciate
what you
it.
Do.
Love you, too. Much love.
Oh, thank you. You know, I've been pushing your music and rolling with it. I love your agent.
Oh, wow,
he is just the bomb, you know. He is the bomb.
Much appreciated. Yeah, man,
yes.
he do great work. He's great people.
Yes, he do.
Know him for a while now.
Oh, okay, he is good people. We've been rolling, honey. We've been pushing your music. I love what you got. We're going to play it on tonight. Now, listen, honey.
All
you just
right.
Tell mama. You know, everybody call me mama now, you know. So you tell me how you got into the music scene. I hear you charismatic, you know, Jamaican born. Woo, honey, you got to come and rumble with mama. Tell me when you're going to be in the ATL.
definitely. You're going to make that happen. But, yeah, man, I got into the music just by hanging around the OGs in Jamaica, Lucy Jamaica, shout out. You know what I'm saying? And they listen to all the Tupac, Jay-Z. So I started listening and honing the craft from then. Three, four years ago, started taking it serious, going to the studio, working on the craft again, and then start releasing. So that's how it really went.
Okay. All right. Now tell me about your latest project. What you working on now?
Oh, well, I'm really working on a new album called Family Over Everything.
Okay. I love it.
Might have about 12 to 15 tracks on there.
Okay.
Fine-tuning everything right now. It's about 95% done.
Okay. Real good, real good.
So look out for a single. Look out for a single from that real soon.
Yes, I will. You know, I've been playing your song, and we're going to play it tonight, Feel Me, where it's featuring Kaya Rose.
Yes. That's one of my favorites right now.
Mine too. She got some vocals, honey. She can blow. You know,
yeah,
she's blowing
so
hard.
She can do her thing. She can do her thing.
You know.
I definitely found a gem for this one.
Yeah.
Definitely, honey,
let me tell you something about your charismatic stuff. You got so much charisma, honey. I was looking at your picture. I said, woo. I said, would you look at that fan brother right there? You know, popping all off the page.
I try to do a little something.
Yes. So now tell me about the making of the song Feel Me, because I love that song. We're going to play that a little bit later. We got to take a break in the episode as well. I got to play another song. So we got a little stuff to do on tonight. You know,
okay.
Hang on with mama, you know. I hope you
got your drink.
I tell everybody to get they stuff together. You know, pour up your Johnny Walker Red and your Kanye, whatever you like, honey. You know, if you got a little cannabis, that's fine, too.
Make sure you're comfortable. Laid back, feet up,
right,
and tune in.
Back. Yes, that's right. So now tell me about the making of Feel Me, and how did you find Kaya Rose? Because she is hard, honey.
Yeah. Well, me and Kaya linked up through this website that I found online, Making It Mag, where they feature independent artists and want you to network and everything. So they do a review show every now and then. And I played a couple songs on the review show, and she was one of the winners for one of the weeks on the review show.
Okay.
So I checked out her page, listened to her music a little bit, and then found a beat, wrote to it, and sent her the vocals and everything, and just asked her to feature on it for me because I had a certain vibe from listening to her music. I knew she could have killed it. And so said,
and
so
she
done.
Did. Yes, and she did.
And
she killed
you feel
it.
Me?
I'm telling you. Yeah. I feel you, baby.
Real.
Listen, I feel you, mm-hmm. Morning. Yes, got all that chocolate syrup flowing. Listen now. She did a really magnificent job. She did
appreciate
a magnificent
it,
job. She really did. I am telling you. And so now, Amanda, which is also on YouTube and Spotify, is a soulful representation of women within the culture. Now, tell me a little bit about this piece of work that you're doing called Amanda.
All right. Amanda is just a song really celebrating the ladies, all
okay.
melanin shapes, sizes, colors. It doesn't matter. I'm just showing love because when I wrote the song at the time, a lot of love wasn't being shown to the ladies, to my melanin queens. So I had to come through and write an anthem for them. Shot the video in Miami, too, showing off a bunch of natural, beautiful queens. It's an amazing video up on YouTube, Don Rumba. You can find me anywhere on there.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, if I may. Now, your stage name, Don Rumba, that you selected, or how did that come about? Because it's, you know, it's different, it's unique. I love it. You know, it's got such a vibe and an energy.
Right, right.
You know, it got energy to
yeah,
it. Like, ooh, Rumba.
Once
you
hear
it.
Yeah, it's a vibe. I play soccer growing up, football.
Okay.
We call it in Jamaica, football. So, yeah, growing up, it's just a nickname. Jamaicans, we got nicknames left and right, and this one just stick more than every other nickname they had for me in the community.
Okay. So let me ask you, you know, with everything going on, I know a lot of artists, some are returning to the stage, some are not. So now where do you stand? Are you performing or are you holding back a little bit?
Well, I'm open to be booked and perform. I'm not against
okay.
it. But
okay.
For right now, I'm definitely trying to make sure that I have quality music to put out for people to enjoy. So it makes it
okay.
easier for me to get booked and all that stuff. So I'm really trying to touch the fans, reach the fans, make sure they get a real understanding of who I am, where I'm coming from, and the type of message that I'm bringing to
okay.
the music industry.
Okay. All right. Now, have you did any listening parties online or virtual concerts? Have you did any of that online?
No, I haven't dabbled in any of those yet. I haven't
okay.
looked into that as yet. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Mr.
Just making sure I'm getting the music down right first, you know?
Honey, you got that. You got that down right.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Give me one moment. You know, we got kind of, you know, my energy is always, I tell people all the time, my energy is always turned up. So people, I always
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I love
they,
it. I love
they,
it.
You know,
that's
they know
love.
Fear. You know, when they come on, they
yeah,
know
yeah.
fear is coming with the action. You know, I don't do nothing
exactly.
little.
Exactly. That's
I don't do
my
nothing
energy.
Low. I don't do nothing on one. You know what I'm saying? So people
right,
really
right.
know me.
Sour.
They know I'm turned up to
on
the 10.
Sour.
you know what, Don Rumba? You know what? People can't handle that kind of stuff. They really can't. You know, and
yeah.
it'd be hard for me to sit still. I'm like, I got to hold all this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
trying to,
yourself.
You know.
You got
to
do what you,
you
do.
You know. Listen here. Let me tell you something. And then when we enter a room, Rumba, when we enter a room, you know, all that good
yeah.
energy just come in with you. It's like, whoa.
Exactly.
And people like, whoa, what's
they
going gotta on?
Feel
what's
me.
On that?
They gotta feel me.
You know, oh, hey, we
mm-hmm.
got to do what we do. You know, we make the world shake. We enter the room, the whole world just light up and shake. You know, if it ain't
exactly.
shaking, I'm gonna make it.
We coming with
but
straight
listen.
Positivity and all that good stuff.
That's what
positive
I'm
energy
about.
Every time.
100% positive, I'm telling you. But listen, we got a real good thing going here. I got to do my shout-out. Honey, we were so lit coming on, I didn't even do my shout-out to my team, none of that stuff.
Take it, handle your business.
Okay, now listen, y'all always know Mama got to shout out the team, so Fierce Nation International. Okay, now y'all know when Mama come on the air, I got to thank y'all for everything y'all do. I appreciate y'all. But listen, Fierce Nation International, y'all got to fall in line. I told y'all some of y'all can be replaced, honey. Some of y'all that's kind of trying to run me over. Listen. Listen, babies, listen, children. Fierce Nation International. Mama on a mission. We all on a mission to change one life at a time. We're trying to change a continent. So Fierce Nation International is all over in Africa. You know, Southwest and North Africa. Honey, I'm in love with Africa. Let me tell y'all something. I'm in love with them folks. You know, God just put something in me to help those people, and that's what I'm trying to do. Mama trying to help change, you know, the continent one person at a time. So our members are in Europe, Germany, of course, Africa, Kenya, Zimbabwe, you got all over in that, honey. All over, Mommy's all up in there, you know what I'm saying? So you'll see videos of them floating all over the internet. You know, they drive me crazy, but they good. They work real hard. They real thirsty. They thirsty for Mama, but that's okay. Listen, you'll see the videos all over the internet, all over Facebook, Instagram. You know, they pushing the network. I'm telling you, they pushing with some steam like I ain't never seen before. So that's why I got to love them. You know, I love them. They're just so precious. Now, listen, I got a USA-based team. It's You Are Fierce. They are You Are Fierce. Over on Facebook, it's more than a group. It's a team, sugar. Listen here. So if you're in the USA, you can join that team, join that group. You Are Fierce. It makes up of small business owners, authors, and artists. Yes, it's positive. It's about keeping you motivated and inspired to help you reach your goal. Honey, we got some stuff to do up in 2021 and 2022. Do you hear me? So, look, if y'all peddling on number one, Mama going to teach y'all how to get on 10 and 100, okay? So I'm giving out lessons all the time, honey, and that's what it's about. Now, listen, all on iHeartRadio. Mama always tell y'all, click follow, because I'm telling you, Mama moves so fast, you might miss something. You want to follow iHeartRadio, follow the show. You know, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network, so y'all get all the juice. Mama got juice coming and going, honey. So listen, y'all, follow, get them notifications so y'all know what's going on and what's happening. Ain't that right, Don Rumba?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So listen, I want you to shout out your information, you know, your website. You know, make sure you give all that information out, how people can download your music and put it in their music library. Go ahead and go for it, honey.
For sure. Yeah. You can find me on IG at Don Rumba. That's DonRumba. And you can search for me on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all streaming platforms if you want to check out the music videos. You can go on YouTube, search Don Rumba, and you can find all the information there. Hit me up in the DMs, say what's up, tell me how you like the music and how you don't like it. If you don't like it, you know what I'm saying? Like feedback.
Okay.
Give me feedback. Find me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Now, y'all heard that. Okay. So this charismatic Jamaican-born rapper, songwriter, he currently resides in Florida. Well, listen, honey, you ain't but about 2 hours. You know, plane trip away from Mama's car. You in Florida? Let me stop you. Now, listen. You know, I love to have fun. I love to have a good time. So I don't mean no harm now. I just like to have a good time.
100%. That's all I'm about.
Okay.
Having fun.
All right.
Living life to the fullest.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and play this tune because I want to hear it, you know, again. Feel me?
All right.
Kaya Rose. So we're going to go and spit it, honey. Is that okay?
Let's get it.
All right, man.
This is radio. Stereo. Dance.
Now, it's time to listen to a great rap song by the singer, Don Rumba, featuring Kai Rose. The song is called, Feel Me. Follow this music artist on YouTube, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Sitting back, looking what life gon' be at the top. Pineapple on the rocks, sweet in the gal box. a beautiful scene, living a dream, building a power team to move unbelievable green. That's how you feed the streets, build, create, and conquer a yacht on the high seas. Excuse me if I'm getting a little deep, speak it into existence so you can see it, the road to success, boy, it ain't cheap, getting fed calamari dipped in sauce off a butt cheek. I'm in between two queens and they bless me with a double team, smoking bud at 50,000 feet, with at least that in my jeans, remembering when I couldn't see it, damn, now a closet full of sneaks, fresh air when I step out, yeah, I know you see it, Roomba, woo!
I know that I won't let me down. I've come too far to give up now. I shed no tears, but I'm crying out. Only I can make me proud.
Gotta teach him through examples of motivation, trying to inspire greatness, influence a generation. The bud I'm burning, she yearning for the surgeon to move her cervix. Yeah, I'm on a sand dune in the Kalahari. I'll be riding the camel just like a Harley. Laid back with a turban on a safari excursion, or leaving my seat in an African queen. Yeah, how I wanna be living, mama, sweet Sunday cooking. I'm that rice and peas, mac, bread and fried chicken. That sweet spot when you sipping. I see me on one knee in Jamaica with a ring. Elevating to a king, sunset, take it all in. Paradise, my life, for a ghetto kid. For a lot, that image ain't never imagined. Feel me.
I know that I won't let me down. I come too far to give up now. I shed no tears, but I'm crying out. Only
oh my God, that song is just cold as ice. Oh my God.
Big tune, big
yeah.
tune, big tune.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah. Oh my God.
Baby, big tune.
Oh
Amen.
My God. Honey, listen, I was listening to that song. Now I'm finna get real with you, really, for real. I'm getting ready to drop it on you, Don Rama. Listen. I was
right,
listening to the song.
Hey, turn me out, turn me out.
Yeah, it was like Tupac. It was like Jim. I love me some Jim Jones. You know, I love Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that man. You know, I love that man.
Right,
but
right.
Listen, I'm telling you, I love what he do. You know, his profession and music, you know, and business, vamp life, and all the kind of stuff he got going on.
Right,
you know,
right. Yeah, yeah.
I see you at that level. Yeah, I see you at that level. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
your
it.
VIP club. You know, if you need somebody, I'm telling you, man, I believe in pushing my people. You know what I'm saying? So you got your game together. You're professional. I believe in supporting and pushing my folks. You know, so I'm like, oh, this man needs a VIP 100. Club. You know, he needs a president of the VIP club, your fan club,
I'm
whatever,
saying.
You know, to push him up to the
I'm
next
saying.
Level.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Honey,
hell
you
yeah.
talking about VIP. Honey, I'll be your VIP president to get all these VIP folks up in here. You know what I mean?
We're going to have to hook it up. We're going to have to make it work. We're going
to
make it work.
We got to hook it up. You know, so you can have all you know, your music and whatever else you want to do and design. You know, we need to have stuff, T-shirts,
right.
all kinds of stuff, bags. You know, we can.
I got too many ideas. I got lots of ideas we can put together.
Honey, it's you know, it's called implement. We got to implement. You know what I'm saying? I love
right,
you.
Right, 100%.
You know, 100.
I'm with you.
You know,
I'm with you.
We got, you know what
I
I'm saying?
Feel
we got
you
to
on
be
that.
Blessed. Yes, we got to be blessed to help somebody else. You know, see what I'm saying?
For sure,
mission.
For sure. Each one teach one.
That's right. And the only way to change the continent, we got to have something to change the continent with. You know what I mean?
Right, for sure.
So. Yeah, so I see that for you. I see that big time for you. VIP, you know, VIP list, somebody president of the VIP, your fan club, all of that.
What?
And see, fans love to support who they love. And so I'm telling you, I love Don Rumba. And so that means I'm going to get everything you got. If you got T-shirts, if you got whatever you put
right,
out there
right.
online, That means we're going to get it. 100. You know, because we love you and we support you. You know, that's how you support one another. You show your love, and that's how I show my love.
And I definitely have a lot of love to show because this music running out of me. You know what I'm saying? It's just pouring out of my veins.
Okay.
I can't stop delivering the hits. So I'm going to keep coming. Album coming soon, like I said before. Family over everything.
You know, and I love that. Family over everything. That hit my heart.
Right.
You know, it's like somebody said last week on the show about family over royalty, or loyalty. They were saying loyalty to your family over royalty. So what they were saying was be loyal to your family. You know, and everything else is going to flow. That's it right there.
That's all you got to do.
So now tell me about your projects. Tell me more information about the two projects you have, MIA and Lover Boy.
Okay. So MIA was just my introduction and figuring out how to actually release music online through certain platforms like United Masters or CD Baby. If any independent artists out there wanting to know how to put out music, those are the platforms that I use. So I use CD Baby initially for the MIA project, and that had a summer vibe. Shot a couple videos for that too in Miami. Summertime Sunshine is a fan favorite. That's a YouTube video that y'all can check out too. And I hit the stage with that one, hone my craft and figure out stage presence and all that good stuff. And then the next project, Lover Boy, is just me really digging deep and talking about the ladies and how I feel about them, how I love them, the type of ladies that I like to be around, the energy and all that. So I poured it all into that, certain heartbreaks and all that, because you can't have love without heartbreak. And that's how that project came together.
Okay, all right. You know, we got a little celebration. I just noticed something when I looked in the engineer booth. I just noticed that this episode, you know, no wonder the energy is really so high. This episode is number 300.
Oh, wow.
We just hit 300. This is our 300. Yes. So we're going to be celebrating that number 300.
Yeah,
you know, I've been
around.
Yes. We've been around since 2007, so we just didn't start, you know, yesterday. So that's
congrats,
a great
congrats
thing
on the longevity there.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, and I'm really serious about what we were talking about. I'm going to get with your people, and we're going to talk about how we can, you know, put it together and implement some things to get you to the next level, you know, and have the fan club push you, you know, push you to the next level.
Appreciate it. I'm definitely down for the hustle and the grind, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because
I'm in it to go for the long haul. Like, you had many years in the biz. From 2007, like you mentioned, I'm trying to go 10, 20 years, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me about your home life, your family life. You know, I know family, you have a huge love for your family. And tell me about your upcoming and your background. Tell me a little bit about your background.
All right. So, yes, born in Lucy, Jamaica, and grew up until like 15, I got moved to Canada, really. So I lived in British Columbia for 2 years and then moved back to Jamaica. And throughout that process, I've been writing, figuring out how to actually be a dope rapper, as for lack of a better term. And I'm going back and forth to New Jersey. So I'm well-traveled and moving all around the place. I really grew up in a single-parent home, which is me and my pops. So throughout my music, you'll kind of hear that me touch on that part of things, because a lot of people grew up mostly with their mom and their pops maybe absent. But for me, it's the opposite. So I have a unique vantage point of how I view life and things and how I grew up. So I speak for those ones who really, throughout music, I've never really heard anybody speak from that vantage point.
Okay. And so in your family, you didn't have individuals that was in music. You just kind of learned it as you went along?
Yes, yes. No one. Well, I have family members who sing in like church or family gatherings or anything, play guitar. So they have musical talent, but no one who made it to like in the business or anything.
Okay, all right. And so now how did you first get started? Did you just perform somewhere, or did you just start playing around at home with instruments and rapping?
Well, I heard Picture Me Rolling by Tupac, and that joint just spoke to me different than any other song I've heard. And from then I started writing verses, writing pages and pages until I figured out how to write bars and 16 and hook and put it together on the, you know? So that's where it really came from. My first rhyme that I wrote it on an online website, a type of battle website in Canada. And from then I was beating dudes online. So I figured let me put some more time into it to see what I can do professionally.
Okay. All right. I love it. And I'm telling you, you got it. You got it and you're running with it. You know, it's your man on fire. You're running with it. And it's awesome.
I love it.
Yes. It's
thank
awesome.
You, thank
I'm
you,
telling
thank
you. You're welcome. You're welcome. I am loving what you do, loving the music. Feel me? I love that song. I really do. And I'm telling you, working with Kaya Rose, it's just like you're complimenting one another. She's singing,
yes.
And she's handling it. She's got the voice. I'm telling you, and the sister, the girl is throwing down.
I'm definitely going to do a couple more tracks with her. I'm trying to reach out to her to do one on the new project coming out to keep the momentum going, because she definitely got a beautiful voice that matches my lyrics.
Does. Yes, she really does have a really talented voice. Nice vocals, you know, and her range is greatness. She's real smooth, and you know, it's almost like she has it's that natural talent is just like flowing out of her. It's awesome.
Right, right, right. Most definitely, and she rapped too, so she's multi-talented.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I am so glad to have you here on tonight. I just got about 1 minute left. You know, I really
appreciate
you
taking time for having me.
Together. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm so glad. You know, this
thank
is an
you,
honor
you,
and a
thank
privilege.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Most
so
definitely.
Welcome. Well, if you do have any closing remarks. Yes, if you have any closing remarks, go right ahead. I do have to start wrapping up just a little bit. I have some more shout-outs to do on tonight, and I have just about 1 minute to go in this episode. Go right ahead. Do any shout-outs that you want to give on this particular show.
Okay. All right, y'all, and make sure y'all tune in and check out Don Rumba on all social media and streaming platforms. Shout out Nuffy for putting this together. You know, much love to Mama. She held me down, got the vibes, got the energy. Appreciate this interview. I'm out.
All right, Don Rumba, I'm going to see you on the flip side for sure. I'm going to talk with your people, which I always do. I always talk with your team, and they're great. They're excellent.
Yes, yes.
They are top-notch. I have a great rapport with them, and working with them is just, you know, phenomenal. I do whatever they ask, you know, whatever they need done. You know, I just make
all
myself
right.
available. I put it like that. Whatever they ask, I make myself
available
you. To
much
go
love,
ahead and do
much
it.
Love.
Especially when I see the name Don Rumba, I'm like, yeah, you know I can do that for you.
Tear me up.
All right, so Don Rumba, listen, we're out of town. I'm going to flow right off out of here, out of town, honey. So listen, mama got to fly.
Right.
You know, and instead of queuing up the music like what I usually do, you know, for Fierce Nation, honey, we're going to go on up out of here on Feel Me, baby. Feel me, because I'm feeling Don Rumba. The energy is so live and popping. I'm telling you,
woo!
I got to pop me some popcorn, honey, and send it on over to Florida, you know.
Hey, come on down here. It's sunny all the time.
Yes. All right, I'm going to talk to your people, honey. You have a great night. Thank you so much.
This is Radio Stereo Dance.
Now, it's time to listen to a great rap song by the singer Don Rumba featuring Kai Rose. The song is called Feel Me. Follow this music artists on YouTube, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Feel me.
thinking what life gon' be at the top. Pineapple on the rocks, sweet in the gal box. A beautiful scene, living a dream, building a power team to move unbelievable green. That's how you feed the streets, build, create, and conquer. A yacht on the high seas. Excuse me if I'm getting a little deep. Speak it into existence so you can see it, The road to success, boy, it ain't cheap, nah. Getting fed calamari dipped in sauce off a butt cheek. Ooh. I'm in between two queens and they bless me with a double team. Smoking bud at 50,000 feet. Gosh. With at least that in my jeans. Remembering when I couldn't see it. Damn, now a closet full of sneaks. Fresh air when I step out, yeah, I know you see it. Roomba. Woo!
I know that I will let me down. I come too far to give up now. I shed no tears, but I'm crying out. Only I can make me proud.
Gotta teach him through examples of motivation. Trying to inspire greatness, influence a generation. The button burning, she yearning for the surgeon to move her cervix. Yeah, I'm on a sand dune in the Kalahari. I'll be riding the camel just like a Harley. Laid back with a turban on a safari excursion. Or leaving my seat in an African queen. Yeah, how I wanna be living, mama, sweet Sunday cooking. I'm the rice and peas, mac, bridge and fried chicken. Yeah. That sweet spot when you sip it. I see me on one knee in Jamaica with a ring.
Oh my.
Elevating to a king, sunset, take it all in.
Come.
Paradise, my life, for a ghetto kid.
Woo.
For a lot, that image ain't never imagined. Feel me.
Feel me.
I know that I will let me down. I come too far to give up now. I shed no tears, but I'm crying out. Only I can make me
everybody. Peace and love. Special guest was Don Rumble on tonight. This is Fierce Manson, your host. You know, and that song is the sizzle. I am telling you. Y'all have a good night.
You motivated.